because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
Yo, what's up? This is From Porches to Porsches Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nolan the Creator, a.k.a. Take 5 Shouty. Hello.
Hey, what up? This is Big Mish, a.k.a. Mishka Creates. Man, fifth time's... Wow. No, I can't even talk. Fifth time is a term.
Take 4 Shouty. Was it the fourth time or the fifth time?
I think this was our fifth. It might have been fourth.
I don't know. All I know is I had to, like, literally... hopscotch my way through the introduction. That was bad.
You had to illiterately.
hopscotch my way through that shit. That was bad.
What is up, y'all? Happy Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Chill.
Or whenever the fuck is you're listening to this. How you guys doing?
Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, how's your week been?
Dude, it's been a long week technically.
Yeah.
Since the last time we did this.
That's true.
Great, I should say, actually. Kind of. Up and downs. But it was some good ups, man.
Okay.
Recently went to 2 concerts.
Oh, yeah. You did post about that in the Discord. Who was it?
The first one was Mount Joy.
Never heard of them.
Indie hippie band. You've probably heard them while I've worked here a couple. They're very cool. Just sad,
I like hippie bands. Out. I like hippie bands.
They're not like that hippie van, a band, van. Yeah. No, they're not that type of hippie band where like you're just like listen to them while like stoned out of your mind. Mm. Just kind of like really chill, like indie shit. Very cool, man. Very cool. And then I got to see Slipknot.
Yo, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even fuck with that music heavy or anything, but like that's fucking cool.
That was legendary. That was like definitely one that I was like super excited to see because I've always wanted to see them. So that was actually really cool to see them, dude. It's funny, man, because like you get like I got to experience like 2 different type of bands. One like super mellow, chill out band, and then one like real heavy band.
Was that at the same concert?
No, 2 different days.
Oh, really?
Mount Joy was on a Thursday. Thursday night at the Chicago Theater. And then Chicago Theater in Connecticut. and then Slipknot was at like the Hollywood Amphitheater in like Tinley Park, Connecticut.
Ooh.
So that shit was dope too, though. But it's just funny, man, because like, we're at the Mount Joy concert. Me and Erica went together, and we're watching. And, like, you see people, like, getting, like, crazy, which they're just, like, dancing, like, side to side, swaying, just, like, really joyful and shit. Yeah. And then, you know, you go to watch Slipknot, like, literally like, 4 days after. You just see people punching each other in the face. Like,
that's funny, dude.
It's just like, yeah.
Like, at the hippie show, you got, like, some peaceful groupies and, like... At the Slipknot concert, you got some fucking headbangers, dog.
Dude, I was headbanging, bro.
Were you? Oh, bro, I couldn't name a single Slipknot song for you, to be honest.
No?
Like, if I heard one...
You'd know them.
I would know them, but...
Yeah. I'm not, like, a huge Slipknot fan. Like, I'm not, like, the guy that, like, knows every single song and, like, every lyric and every band member.
Yeah.
If I hear the song, I know the song. I know parts of the songs. Like, that's how I fuck with them. I'm like a part-time groupie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they're on, I fucks with it.
Dude, that's raw.
But, yeah, it was cool, man.
It looked like people. You were real close.
Yeah, man, they were good seats. Real nice people, man. People around us are super friendly, super nice.
That's sick.
Yeah, man. It was, like, Erica's first time going to any concert like that. So
really?
She was kind of just like, oh, what the fuck? But, like, yeah, she had a good time, too, man.
See, like, that hardcore shit, bro. I've seen some of that shit at, like, I think I've seen a few or been to a music festival where there were, like, headbanger-type stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of that. Something very similar, too, is, like, in my opinion, dubstep.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to dubstep shows... I feel like the crowd is kind of similar there, where they're like, they like to mosh and shit.
Yeah, it's like, damn, why so aggressive? Hard. But yeah. Like at the same time, it's like, I feels you.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's honestly one song, one type of genre I can't get with, man. I really
dubstep.
Yeah, I've tried to like fuck with it before, but I just can't.
Dude, when it first came out, dude, I really liked it.
Yeah,
when it first came out, and then it got like so played out that like.
I could tell you
it probably always sounded bad, but I don't know.
I could tell you there was probably like five kids from my high school that tried to be like dubstep DJs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think everyone at home went. Everyone went home, downloaded Serato, like the Serato. Free version of Serato, and they're like,
"I'm gonna do Fruit Loops
or Fruit Loops." Yeah, yeah. Like I'm gonna do this.
Yeah,
yeah. Nah, man, I'm a big fan of like actual like instrumental type of music, dude. Guitars, drums, keys, like all that shit, dude. Like to me, that's talent. That's raw, legitimate fucking talent, dude.
It's one thing. Talent is also putting something together, you know, in a production and
definitely.
It together. But talent on demand is insane.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. It's really fucking remarkable when you see that. Like I went to a concert recently, like a month ago, that is not necessarily the same as the ones that you saw. I went to go see Aventura.
Oh, which so is a little bachata around?
Yeah, it's a bachata band that's, you know, like they've been forever. They've been like kings of bachata forever, bro.
No shit.
And like to go see them, I've always wanted to see them, but it wasn't like I wanted to go see them because like I love them. It was like I wanted to go see them because they're like legendary genre. Yeah. Like their music was popping when I was before high school, you know what I mean? Like, there's just somebody that like I just wanted to see.
Bro, every fucking Spanish thought at my high school, I sold an Aventura CD.
Yeah, dude, they've been hot for our entire lives. They've been hot, dude.
They have. I remember having so much Aventura, like shit in my iPod. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And bro, like going back to that talent on demand, dude. Yeah. Like. That the lead singer of Aventura, Romeo, I think is his name, whatever the fuck. Bro, his voice is crazy good.
Yeah.
Like like it sounds just as good as in the fucking albums. And you're like, really? Damn. And you're like, dude, this dude's been doing this for like 20 plus years, bro.
And he's still got his voice.
And you know it was his voice because he was like freestyling some of his like throwbacks.
No shit.
To like a cappella.
Really?
Dude, it was, I was like, holy shit. I was like, dude, this guy still fucking has that voice, dog. Holy shit.
I thought, like, I love seeing, like, people in, like, person live because it's like you get to actually see if they're, like, truly, like, nothing but auto-tune and edited or they're just, like, truly genuine, just, like, all out. Like, same thing with Mount Joy. Mount Joy and, like, live. They hit harder. Like the lead singer's voice just like hits with so much more soulfulness to it that you're just like, damn. Like I like hearing them live more than I like hearing them over like, you know, like Spotify or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Slipknot was heavy though, dude. That
really?
Yeah. That was dope though. I really enjoyed that.
I'm sure, dude. I can't imagine. I feel like they, If I were to guess, they might slow it down a little bit more when they're live. Do they get like more instrumental at all, or is it still like
it's still
super energy?
Just super energy, like heavy drums, heavy bass, heavy vocals. Dude,
I'd like to see like a Slipknot Unplugged. Have you seen those MTV?
Yeah,
Unplugged?
They just do like instrumental, acoustic? Like acoustic.
Dude,
stuff.
I think that'd be sick.
I'd like to watch it. The head singer, the lead singer of Slipknot, Corey, he has his own band. I forgot what it's called, but they do a lot more acoustic style shit. Yeah,
that's cool.
But it's not the whole band. It's just mainly the head guy. But yeah, I was eyeballing the mosh pit too. I was like, I want to go, but like. I don't know about my like almost 30-year-old ass bones can handle that shit because they were, boy, they was thrashing.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to do it. I want to do it. I should do it. And then I was like, I don't want to go home with like a busted lip or something. Stupid.
Yeah, fuck that.
Even though it's more of a shove fest. Yeah. But it wasn't like anything like crazy. Like I've been to other like rock concerts mm-hmm. and shows where like they were like huge, heavy like pits, like wild shit. Like mm-hmm. you see like arms flailing. Like this was more of just like a shove fest, which is like that also was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
I never liked any of that. No. Fuck that. I always steered clear to that shit. As soon like as that like, shit starts happening around me, I fucking get out of there, dude.
I got clocked in the back of the head one
time. Nah, yeah. See, I can't do that. Or else I start wanting to throw fists, man.
Nah, you can't, though. You can't be this too mad. Well, this kid. Whoa! You okay?
Oh, jeez. I got pineapple juice up my nostrils.
Dude, it sounded like you just schmeefed that pineapple juice, dog. Holy shit.
Fuck.
Damn, bro.
Fucking A, dude. Some potent ass pineapple juice, dog.
Dude, you just did a Chili Willy, bro. A Chili Jimmy, bro. You did that Mexican Chili Willy, bro.
Yeah.
You ever? Mikey told us about that, remember?
No, I don't remember.
So you know, like a shot glass, you turn it upside down, it has like a little bowl to it.
Yeah.
You just literally fill that little tit of a fucking bowl with vodka. And you fucking snort it.
No, you don't.
Mikey told me about that shit. What? You must have not been there then.
Yeah, no, Mikey never told me about
it. He said, he's like, I used to rip Chili Willy.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah.
Charlie was there. Oh, Charlie, my yeah, God. He's so like, good. Yeah, right, Charlie? Charlie was like, yeah, let's do it. It was at his, he was telling us this at his, the baby shower,
dude. That cannot be healthy.
I mean, you put it in your body.
I mean, neither
somehow.
Can cocaine, right?
I mean. Yeah, I mean, you put it in your body somehow. I mean, people are like boofing used tampons to get drunk, like, right?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
For those listening, to clarify, I did not do any cocaine. I drank my pineapple tequila the wrong way. Apparently, I inhaled instead of swallowed. Not a good idea. She went straight to my nasal cavities. It's still there. Nose is still fucked. It's okay. We're not even 15 minutes in. Let's get the shit.
That drip, dog. Watch the drip, homie. I don't know. All I know is that Mount Joy and Slipknot are two very good bands to go see.
So, yes.
Yes. Oh, you were talking about Aventura, how good they are in person and that.
Yes. Yeah. Really good when you're not dying on pineapple juice from your nostrils.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were fucking incredible. Yep. Surprisingly, the other group that I was very fucking impressed with their live performance was Café Tacuba. I think I've talked about that before.
Them, yeah.
That was like literally sounded perfect, dude. Like perfect. Like better than the fucking albums, dude. Like crazy. Sounded so good.
I love that, man.
And you could tell it was live, too, because it wasn't, like, the album song. It was, like, you know, extended and shit. But it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I haven't been to concerts in a minute, aside from that one. The Aventura one recently.
Yeah, man. Mount Joy has been, like, for a while, me and Erica were going to a lot of concerts. And Mount Joy was, like, our first one in a long time. And then immediately we got the chance to go see Slipknot, thanks to Edgar and Casey. Thank you, guys.
Nice. That's cool.
But yeah, I mean, it was great, man. Oh, dude, Erica was about to throw hands at these little bitches at fucking Mount Joy, dog.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. All right, man. So how are you at concerts? Are you a chit-chatter at concerts, or are you kind of more like vibe to the music? Just like you'll talk here and there, blah blah blah, you know, say some shit here and there, da da da, and then like just keep vibing and drinking and chilling.
Yeah, I don't really talk at concerts.
No, right?
These aren't really talking places.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, tell me why. There's like four or five of them. I think it was like four or five of them. Of these motherfuckers sat right behind us. Right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, they had conversations like they were eating short stacks at IHOP, dog. Like, they were just, like, the shit they were talking about, like the brother's wedding, and then like they were talking about like all this shit that was happening at work, and like all this shit, dude, and they were loud, and they're like right here.
It sucks.
And like we're trying.
Was it like a seated concert?
It was weird, man. Cause like when you go to order your tickets, Erica was trying to get us like balcony tickets, like first row balcony tickets. And apparently it's like if somebody buys
she learned from last time that being right at the edge of the balcony was a good idea for you guys.
Yes. That was bad. Honestly, the last time we saw these people was that time.
Oh my god, that's funny, dude.
So we had to go back to redeem that moment because
I hope you redeemed your moment.
I did. I only limited myself to 3 drinks.
Okay, all right.
I was the goodest boy.
Little self restraint, shawty. I see you.
Yeah, dude. Little self restraint, shawty. I did good, bro. I did good. But so yeah, man. These guys were just fucking chit chatting it like if they were like not at a fucking concert, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
And like I'm pretty good at like kind of blocking it out. So I was just sitting there chilling. I was like just vibing out. And then Erica didn't. So she's like, I'm going to tell him something. And I'm just like looking at him like, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. Just don't worry about it. She just started listening again. This motherfucker got up on Crip, dog, and told these little bitches shut up. She turns around, she goes, she didn't say just like that, but she turned around and goes, she goes, can you guys keep it down? We're at a concert. And they got quiet as shit, dude. Quiet. Dumb quiet. And like, we were actually able to hear the music. And then at one point, the song ended, everybody started clapping, and one of them started clapping. And then the one guy goes, shut the fuck up, you're clapping too loud. And then there's the people that were right in front of us. The guy turned around, he goes, you're at a fucking concert, you're supposed to clap. So apparently they were annoyed by them too, because like the louder the music got, the louder they got. So like they were just literally yelling over the music, talking to each other.
Damn.
So like the people in front of us were annoyed too. So the two guys that were there, they're just like, you're at a concert, you're supposed to clap. And then like they got quiet, and then again, and then the one guy all the way to my left said some sick shit. So I just turned around and I stared at him, and he got quiet real quick and like looked away. And like,
oh, that's so funny.
Dude, as soon as the show was over, like they got up and ran out, dude. They did. It's like, man.
That's so funny.
It's like,
bro.
It's like none of us are here like telling you to like, you know, like go somewhere with that shit. Everyone's just like, yo, man, like be quiet. Like,
yeah. When like everybody around you is thinking the same shit.
Yeah, like everyone's just like, take it down a little bit. Tone it down a touch, man. So Erica was on some G shit, bro.
That's funny, bro.
Her fucking, she quickly fucking pulled out her like chola eyebrow liner shit. She put her chola brows on. Yeah, she did that chola lip thing.
Started taking her earrings off.
Yeah, dude. She turned around. She's just like, can y'all keep it down? Or does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
God, that's one of my favorite skits.
Bro. Oh, dude, that's such a good smoke it, Dave. Yeah, he's like, okay, and he's like, damn, that's some good kush. That's PCP. That's so I fuck it.
That's PCP.
Eat your sandwich, Dave.
Bro, what the fuck is PCP?
Angel dust. Bro, I have
top Google search PCP near me. Oh, primary care physician. Sorry, I meant drugs, guys. Angel dust.
I have
pentaclidine. What the fuck is that?
I have a habit of getting my words mixed up. So if we're talking about like PCV piping, I always say PCP piping. I've caught myself with saying that shit a couple times.
Ah, so ketamine is pretty much what replaced PCP.
Ketamine replaced PCP?
Yeah, ketamine is a horse tranquilizer.
Jeez.
But also used to trip psychedelically.
Dude, low-key, I hate to say it this, but I kind of want to try it just to try it, like a small dose of it, just to see how it like how it hits.
Ketamine is it's prescribed medicinally, I believe, in some places. I think, but I think it's also the same drug that they consider to be crocodile, the crocodile drug or whatever the fuck.
Man, I already got dry skin, dude. I can't risk that no more.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy, man. Drugs are crazy, bro.
Drugs are bad.
Let's talk about drugs real quick. Drugs are crazy, man.
Crazy fun? What?
I mean, some. Bro, all right, full disclosure. I don't do drugs anymore, but I used to at one point. And they were a ton of fun. Not like a ton of fun, but like they were interesting. They were interesting.
Bro, what they going to do, fire you at work?
Well, I mean, I want to clarify. Psychedelics were interesting. Mm-hmm. I never did like crazy hard drugs. Mm-hmm. But, bro, acid was crazy. I'm not sure I'll ever do that again. I did it three times. I don't think I'll ever do it again. It was very digital. To me, it was a very digital hallucination. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, people will tell you shrooms is like an organic hallucination and acid is a very digital hallucination. And that didn't make sense before. And then I did it and I was like, dude, that's very right, dude. That's weird.
Yeah.
Acid is like a fucking, like Windows 98 when it freezes. And it like drags everything everywhere. Like
you hear the ti-dunk.
Dude, literally, bro. Like it is so digital, the trip. It's weird. It's almost weird. Like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like that's almost suspicious. I feel like. And mushrooms were like beautiful.
Yeah.
Such a like a glowing orb of sun kind of a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. It gave you definitely better vibes. Like, I did a lot of microdosing. That was always fun, especially when you sip the iced tea a little too hard. But, yeah, I always felt that. Acid was always just kind of like a real, like, quick hit, really hard, real heavy. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, you just didn't, you felt like you said, you felt like you were, like, third-person view in a video game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, man. I'm in GTA, like, right now, just like, all right, you know? I don't know. It just, yeah. Microdosing, though, was dope. I honestly really enjoyed the microdose, man.
Microdose of what?
Fun. Mushrooms. Just kind of fucking placebolamin, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Dude. That shit was fire, dude. I love that. If I could to this day, I would, but...
How long did it last doing that?
Well, it depends on how much you would sip, because you'd put it in, well, like... We would mix it in iced tea. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was that kid that had iced tea every day at school. Not every day. I shouldn't say every day. But a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, we would have it in iced tea, and you would sip it. And, like, you kind of want to cut it with something because, like, it tastes like shit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, the best thing, tasting thing. So, you would just sip on it. But, like, let's put it this way. It's, like, the normal 12-ounce bottles of water. Mm-hmm. If you drank about half of that throughout, like, the whole school day, like, you were kind of, like, right on the edge of a little too much.
Damn.
But if you were just kind of slowly sipping on it throughout the day, like, you'd have just this, like, nice, consistent little fucking buzz. Like, you weren't tripping balls. You weren't, like, seeing shit. You weren't, like, none of that. Mm-hmm. It just, you felt good. You felt energized. You felt focused.
That's crazy, man. I can't imagine being on psychedelics during school.
Yeah.
I was high at school all the time, but that was, like, different to me.
Well, I wouldn't call it, like, psychedelics because, again, I wasn't, like, tripping balls, like, seeing shit. Like, there's been a few times where I fucked up and drank too much, too quick.
Damn.
But I would just go to a nurse's office and sleep it. Like, just kind of, like, lay down, bury my head down, and just pretend like I was sleeping.
Hell no.
But, like, in reality, I'm just, like, sitting there kicking my feet just...
Hell no.
But yeah, I mean, that happened.
Bro, have you ever fucked with nootropics? I have a feeling you haven't really.
Nootropics. That sounds healthy. Is that a vitamin?
Nootropics are drugs or supplements used to enhance the brain.
No.
Like the quote
Damn,
unquote.
Girl, you call me stupid or something?
No. Well, I mean.
I mean, what?
You just don't seem like the type of dude that would like buy supplements for
specific things. I really don't. Yeah.
No. I mean, just knowing you, you know, you don't really take supplements.
Damn, I'm gonna take that as a backhand compliment. But it's cool, cuz. I see how it is, man.
Bro, you don't even take multivitamins, dog.
I see how it is, man. Whatever, dude.
You might take your green drink every once in a while.
I stopped taking that. I think that was
me. Oh, see. Nah, but dude, nootropics are interesting.
Yeah,
bro. I've fucked around with a few different ones. For example, ashwagandha is one.
Mm-hmm.
People would consider a nootropic. Helps with like anxiety and stress. Bacopa is one that I take right now. Helps with memory, which apparently doesn't work very well for me.
Very apparent. you need to up your dose from that shit
for real. But that's made for like brain health and memory health. Mm-hmm. There's also alpha GPC, which is the main ingredient being choline, which.
Oh, I heard coke and lean. Sign me up.
No, choline you get from, I believe it's spinach you get choline from, but it's really good for your brain.
Okay.
It's basically if your brain uses like too much brain power, you run out of choline and then you can't really think that much anymore.
Oh, shit.
So you want like more choline to like
so it's like fuel for your brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
And then I've also fucked around with phenylparacetam.
Ooh.
Which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I literally call it Russian astronaut drugs because that's literally what they are.
Does it help your fingernails grow?
No, it doesn't. But it's very interesting what it does do.
What is it?
It very tiny pills, and it was developed by the Russian space program during the.
This is a legit Russian spaceship. Okay.
Drugs. Yeah, when they were trying to get like the first people to space or whatever, they developed this drug for the astronauts to use in space, so that they could. Think faster, work longer, so that they could not worry about eating and like, you know.
Oh, so it was pretty much like Hitler's diet meth balls.
Yeah. It's like Hitler's meth balls, basically.
Okay.
Holy shit. No, but like you take it and it's like a thermogenic, so like it increases your body temperature. So you could work in cold temperatures for a long time without really realizing it.
Wow.
It makes it very easy to forget to eat. I think that has more to do with the thermogenic stuff and also the fact that like when you take it and say, you remember that job that you told me you had when you were at the factory, when you were just unscrewing a bolt or something like that?
I was cleaning the threads out of bolts.
Cleaning the thread out of bolts nonstop for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
On phenylparacetam, you could do that and it would not feel boring. Like it wouldn't be like, oh, I got to sit here and fucking do this. Like, really? You just fucking do it and not think twice about it.
Wow.
It, like, allows you to do repetitive tasks like that very easily without, like, getting frustrated at how boring it is.
You could take that daily?
You're supposed to take it daily for, like, 2 months.
And then, like, wean off of and then...
So...
Text me that shit after this because that sounds interesting.
So I took it originally for, like, 2 weeks. And I took it wrong because you're supposed to take it daily. And then people online were saying, no, you take it once a week tops. You take it like only when you need it. But the thing is, when you take it, your body immediately gets side effects to it, which are similar to like methamphetamine, like an amphetamine.
Oh shit. So you get like dope sick and shit?
No, not really. Like you get like way more intense focus. Like you don't get hungry at all.
Okay.
Like that type. Yeah. But that's not the main thing that you're looking for in that. That's just the side effects while your body is adjusting to it. And after like a week or so, 7 to 10 days of taking it every day, then your like brain adjusts. Then it's like that like 24/7 until you stop taking it once a day. You know what I mean? Like super easy to do chores around the house. Like dumb easy. Like yeah. You don't even have to think about it. Like if you go downstairs and you forgot to throw something outside out in the trash, mm-hmm. normally you might be like, oh, I'll just do it next time.
Yeah.
When you're on that, dude, like you go down, you're like, oh, I got to do that. Oh, okay, I'll go. And like immediately you don't even think twice about it because you're like, I have to do it. So I'm just going to do it.
Sounds illegal, I'm in, dude.
Well, I'm not sure. It's not FDA approved. I'll tell you that. Oh. It was developed by a Russian astronaut, by the Russian space program. Still, from what I have read, is still used to this day.
It sounds like legitimate drugs. I mean, you're telling me it cuts your, like you just said, it's the same side effects as like methamphetamines. It cuts your appetite. Just gets you super hyper-focused on shit.
Yeah, but those are the quote-unquote bad side effects at first, the first couple days. And then once your body gets used to it, it's like a subconscious thing. Yeah. It's not like an active, like, but like, okay, now I feel it. Like, no, it's like a subconscious thing. I got so much done today, and I didn't even fucking realize it.
Yeah, it's like keeping your mind busy for you, or helping you keep your mind busy by focusing on other things.
Not so much that. It's that when you do focus on other things, you don't get frustrated by them. Mm. You don't get overwhelmed that you have to do more things. You just fucking do them because you know that you just have to do them. There's no really other option. So you just kind of go forward.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
It's interesting.
I have to look into that.
There's another one that I wanted to try. A buddy of mine recommended it to me. He's tried it a bunch. He tried modafinil, it's called. I'm going to order some of that pretty soon.
I feel like I've heard of that. I've heard of some of these because my ma's real big into like vitamins and all that stuff, supplements and stuff.
The herbal stuff, yeah.
Yeah, she's into a lot of that. So, I mean, I've heard some of these things. I just never knew exactly what they did.
Yeah, I'll text you that, man. And I'm going to try modafinil next. See how I like that.
What's that one about?
I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it's supposed to be like more focusing, supposed to calm people down that have like ADHD kind of side effects.
So far you're describing Adderall.
Yeah, but it's basically like an Adderall.
It's basically like an Adderall.
Is from my understanding.
It's a backyard grown Adderall.
Yeah. I got to do some more research on it. I usually don't like to put things in my body without doing much research.
That's the biggest, like, pills. I don't know what it is with pills. I don't like them. I don't care for them. Because I always worry, like, if I take this, like, how's my body going to react? Am I going to get an allergic reaction to it or what?
Yeah.
So, like, that's always my biggest, like, worry about, like, pills and shit. And I'll be honest, if it's in any other form other than a pill, like, I'm okay with it. Like, this is going to sound super fiendish of me, but if it's, like, powder form, I'm more okay with that than pill form. Like, it's really like, Gio, bad, dude.
Gio, you have a really bad cough. You're going to have to freebase this. You're going to freebase this crystal. Gio's like, okay, I'll do it. Do I get a spoon or do you got to give me the spoon?
Here's the NyQuil. Where's my spoon? Oh my God, dude.
Isn't that fucked up, dude? With like, remember when Katy Perry, was it Katy Perry that was going through all that bullshit?
No, Demi Lovato.
Bro, Lovato. When people were saying like, damn, bro, that's darker than Demi Lovato's spoon, dog. That's so bogus, dude. That's so bogus. Like cleaning out somebody's intake manifold. Holy shit, that's darker than Demi Lovato's spoons. That's so horrible. That's so horrible.
I'm going to use that.
Celebrities do drugs.
Bro, but do you blame them, though?
Yeah,
All right, so say say you're in like Justin Bieber's position right now,
mm-hmm.
at your age,
mm-hmm.
you pretty much could do anything and everything you want,
mm-hmm.
whenever you want,
mm-hmm.
buy and own whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you not eventually create some sort of fucked up habit of something?
Bro, 100%, I would smoke hella dabs and play MapleStory every day. I don't give a fuck.
But, like, it would eventually get to the point where, like, smoking the dubious of dabs.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you're just like, all right, like, what's going to get me higher than this?
Cause I don't know, man. I've never had like that.
Aren't we always chasing like a low key high? Like, think about it. Like, car guys, for instance, you always want to be faster than the last time you were on track.
That's true.
You always want to be faster than the last time you were on a drag event.
Yes.
Like, I'm just saying, like, car guys always chasing the next high on like being better. Drift guys too, man. They always want to hit a fucking bigger slide than last time. They always want to connect two turns or three turns, you know? Like,
bro,
it's like, wouldn't you think the same way too? Because like, I'll probably tell you, like, more than likely, yes, I'd probably have a bad habit of something.
Honestly, I don't know if I would. I mean, I would probably have friends that would. Honestly, I would be the type of person though, no matter how much money I made, I probably would still be like, if you got coke, you're not coming into this house. Like, I'm just that type of person where I don't like that drug and the things that come along with that, or like, yeah, the people that are hooked on that, I don't trust them at all.
Yeah.
So like, some like people certain like, things I would be like a hard line, like, yeah, no.
Like, people, but I feel that way about anybody that's like dependent on anything though.
Yeah.
Like anything. It could even be like to weed. If someone's just like, I need to smoke fucking blunts all day for me to get through the day. Yeah. It's just like, whoa, man. Like,
if you're, you can't a little do bit something without it.
Yeah. If you can't go a whole day without you going like, it was the worst day of my life because I didn't smoke a blunt. It's just like,
yeah,
bro, like, like, that's a bit extreme. Like, extremist of anything.
Yeah, dude. Same thing with people with coffee, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, if nobody can talk to you before you have your coffee, you need to fucking check yourself, dog. Like,
yeah.
What?
I'm kind of low-key like that, though.
I mean, like, for real, though, that could be an issue, man, because, I mean,
like, well, I mean, I'm just, it's not that it's like, don't talk to me until I had my coffee. I'm just not a morning person.
Mm.
So, like, in the mornings, I'm still trying to just, like, adjust to myself.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, all right. Like, I could sit there with, like, a fresh coffee in my hand and, like, have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to be, like, as ecstatic. Like, the coffee doesn't give me, like, the, like, don't fucking talk to me. It's just, like, I don't have the energy right now. But, like, I'll still bullshit with you. Like, like, you know, we've done it.
That's different. I feel like some people are just straight up mean before they have their coffee.
Man. Yeah.
Which isn't really... I feel like that's also people that are very sad in their own personal lives.
Yeah.
They just kind of need some changes or something. I don't know. Fuck that.
I think you're totally right.
Speaking of some changes, dog, it has been 2 weeks.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and ask myself.
It's been 2 weeks, man, since I fucking quit my job.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It has been fun. Like I explained to you earlier today, dude, like I still get like random waves of panic attacks,
mm-hmm.
like random waves of like, you remember like in high school, that Sunday night feeling that you got it, that you have school tomorrow or whatever. Yeah,
forgot to do something.
Yeah.
Forgot like an assignment.
I used to have that like once an hour, bro. Like when I was employed, maybe more than that. I would just get like those attacks where I'm like, fuck dude. Like I got so much like shit that I got to do.
Yeah.
And it was just never ending. And I still kind of get that every day. But they were coming less frequently, and I'm kind of like learning to just be like, bro, I'm not involved in that shit anymore. Like, I don't have those clients anymore. I don't have to think about those projects anymore.
Well, let's say, how long were you there for?
The company, 8 years.
That's 8 years of consistent, like, wary.
Dude, it was
so
bad.
So, like, that's a hard habit to kick. I mean... I don't think I'd expect anybody to kick that kind of habit within 2 weeks, man. I mean, I could see that. That's it. some people, like, again, to this day, like, you always hear old people, fucking boomers, always like, I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're retired. The fuck you doing that for? Well, I used to have to wake up at 4 a.m. to be at work by 6. It's like, what the fuck are you doing within those 2 hours, bro? Like,
Nobody told you to shave before work, dog. Yeah, like, you know, what do you got to do, like, all that shit for?
And then it's just like, I still wake up at 4 a.m. Yeah, and you go to sleep at 7. Your life sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm almost there, okay? Bro, I found out I'm a little bit more of a morning person. I like being awake early to get shit done early, and then I feel great. Feeling accomplished by noon is such, like, an internal flex for me, dude. I feel so much better after I have gotten some quality shit done by, like, noon.
Yeah, I get that. Like, if I wake up on the weekends and, like, I'm up and out by, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. like, and I got shit done or did shit in the mornings, like, I feel better about myself knowing that, like, noon comes around. I'm like, oh, shit, I got things done. I had to get done.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I'd choose not to do that. I don't know. I'm not a morning. I feel like in the mornings, I'm more on, like, autopilot. Just kind of like, just going to maneuver through the day.
Yeah.
And then it's like finally once like, yeah, like I've been up for about an hour and a half. Like I'm like, all right, like I'm good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean, that feel good feeling of like getting things done before 12. Yeah. It's always a good feeling. I enjoy that feeling too. But like I said, I don't look for it. Yeah. I'll only do it if I have to get up. If I have to be somewhere by a certain time.
Bro, now it's like hard for me to wake up after 8.
Really?
After 9 is so hard for me. Just because, like, I naturally wake up now. And just because, I mean, I'm used to waking up and being at the gym by, like, 7 in the morning.
Oh, weird flex.
So so it's not as bad anymore just because, like, my body's used to it. But, nah, dude, my life is real fucking different for, like, the past 2 weeks, man. Basically just getting by on NFTs right now, which is... You know, just working on building vehicles and flipping NFTs. And
hey, man, bro, it sounds like you're doing pretty well.
As long as, you know, this bull market keeps going, man, for NFTs, it's going to be good. But I know it's not going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I mean, thank God, knock on wood, man. Like, it has been very good, very profitable. Like, you can make a lot of fucking money if you just focus on the right projects to look at.
Well, you now have the time to do that, so I think that's why it works in your favor, dude. Right now
it's crazy,
like you leaving your nine to five was like perfect timing with this coming around, because it just now you have the time to focus on that stuff, and then you got time to focus on your own personal projects, which is fucking great.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, yeah. That's, I don't know, I'd have a hard time adjusting.
Yeah, it's hard. It's different.
Like, even if I go on vacation, like, I wake up and I feel like I got to hurry up and get to work. That's how I feel like on vacation. I wake up, I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, that's especially crazy, if it's during the weekday. Like, if it's the weekend, I know I can just, like, fuck off that whole day. Mm-hmm. But, like, on a weekday, if I'm out and about on a weekday, I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, and I wake up, I'm just like, oh, I'm in a hotel room. Like, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have a hard time kicking that habit, too, if I were to ever do anything like that. That's why, like I said, man, like, when I'm at a point in my life where I'm good, I don't think I'll, like, legitimately stop working.
Yeah.
I think I'd still work. I think I'd just be very picky and choosy of what I actually want to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk in and it's just like, oh, like, there's this project in the corner that hasn't been started on yet. It's like, oh, like, you know what? I'll start on this. You guys keep working on the actual, like, money-making jobs, the breaks, the basic shit, you know?
All the maintenance.
Maintenance stuff, and I'll just deal with the project stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like that, I'd still enjoy life that way.
Yeah.
I can't sit still, man. I can't sit still to save my fucking life, dude.
Yeah, I feel you on that, dude. You know what I realized the other day?
Hmm.
Bro, I don't think I've turned on my Xbox in like 6 months.
Really?
At least. Like, it's been a while since I played that. I forgot I hit it.
Damn. I gave you $50 for it.
Nah, bro. Good joke. I'm looking for a fucking, what do you call that? A rig or whatever so I can put my steering wheel and all that. Yeah, and I can actually drive.
Dude, actually.
Because the winter's coming up, man.
I played Forza the other day, and I went on the drift lobbies, and it wasn't the same without you.
Oh, dude, I'm sure.
I was like,
we got to get the matching from Porsche to Porsche's liveries, dude.
We got them,
dude, those things are fire, dude.
We had the so sick liveries,
those things are fire, dude.
Those are so dope, man. And I went into the drift lobby, and then I went to the airport thing. I was like, fuck. I like I had like those flashbacks of, like me and my boy Mish used to take
back in the day. Fucking tandem them shits, bro.
We tandem, dude. We
tap
doors and shit.
Bro, we finna tap dizzies real quick in fucking real life, dog. We gotta tap dizzies in real life, dude. None of that virtual shit.
I don't know, man. I got a welded diff still fucking over by my
you do.
Desk. That says otherwise.
You do. Well, now I have no excuse, bro. I don't need a daily anymore. And my girl has a perfectly stocked daily, so time to ruin another car, Gio.
It's my specialties.
Yeah. It's my specialty.
Make perfectly functional cars unfunctional, a.k.a. the Lexus.
Yeah.
My fucking duffel bag and a case of beer back there is Rub City on the way home on a full tank of gas. I tell you what.
That's amazing.
Yup. You know the best feeling?
Huh.
Is when you run super wide wheels on your Beamer and you cut out your quarters to make room to fit. Make room for these wheels,
mm-hmm.
and you put like little cheap ass fucking flares on them, and they still rub. That's a good feeling, man. That's when you'd sit there and really go, was it worth chopping up perfectly fine quarters?
You know what, I think what it is you just need bigger recorders.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna take those off.
I found a company that actually makes overs for that.
Bro, I think I've seen them, dude.
Big
they look
Duck
good.
Club?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've seen some overs for some rear overs for the 1 Series, and they look good.
Yeah, man. I think I'm going to do that. I just got to obviously.
Those would be gnarly. I think, if I remember correctly, they were like $800 for the pair, so they were kind of expensive, but they look good.
I think you think of a different cut, because $800 for Big Duck Club gets me like the fronts and rears.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And like if they even, I even think that even gets me a wing for it too. But
damn,
I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I just gotta get the clutch done in that thing and some tires, cause I fucking murked them shits.
Rip. Type F in chat.
Type F in chat. Yeah.
Rest in pepperonis to the treaderonis that were on Gio's car. Bro, why am I talking like that?
I don't know.
Treaderonis.
Treaderonis.
All right, bro.
You're talking like the surfboard guy.
Bro, this word really creeped out my girlfriend this weekend. And I don't think it's that weird. But instead of saying cream pies, cream pizzies, it's not that. It's not that, it's not that bad, bro. Cream pizzies. Come on, dog.
All right, hold on.
That's some strawberry cream pizzies.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's
hold
not
on,
like
hold
I was.
Hold on.
The context was.
Context. I need context. That's what I'm gonna ask.
I
need context before we continue with this fucking conversation, dog.
I wasn't talking about cream pizzy city, dog. I was talking about oatmeal cream pizzies. Being like super fire.
Oh, all right. So we talk about food.
Yeah, and then we went to McDonald's, and I turned to her as soon as we got to the drive-thru, and I was like, should I ask if they have strawberry cream pizzies? She was like, fuck no. If you ask that, I'm opening the door and I'm leaving the car.
You should have looked at it and been like, bad. All
right, but. Do y'all got any
cream pizzies, dude? I ain't mad at it. I mean,
it's not the worst, you know?
Definitely not the worst. I've heard worse words than that.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I'm glad you gave me a backstory to that because my mind went somewhere else.
I mean, yeah, we were definitely talking about food.
Okay, sure. Okay. It sounded convincing enough.
Well, with that being said, guys. Oh, my goodness. This week, I do want to talk about real quick what we finna do this week with the Discord and the podcast. We're going to put up some polls to get some topics from the community, the listeners, as to what they want to hear us talk about. Since we just ramble about things that we literally have no plan for, like we literally just sit down, press record, and just me and Gio just talk to each other for an hour and just see how it goes. So if there's anything that you guys want us to talk about, expand on, give you our theories on, we're going to give the community a chance to vote on it. Oh, shit. To vote on it before the next podcast. So hopefully you guys vote or make suggestions. And I know for sure we're going to hear from a few of you guys, our very active and beloved members of the Discord. We love you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Alex, Charlie, love you guys. and Danny, too. Danny.
Yeah, I was going to say Danny, too, bro. Out there.
But, yeah, we look forward to seeing what you guys want to hear us talk about because we're running out of shit, guys.
Austin, we're waiting on you to show up to talk about Canadian ethos. So that topic's safe for you, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't talk about that one.
That's going to be a home curated collection of ethos conversations.
Yes.
E-girl. God, Gio, we can't say ethos, dude. We got to say e-girls.
No, because then girls is just me. Us implementing it's just one type of there could be male thoughts, bro.
You're right.
Males could be you're thoughts, right. Bro.
We need to be more.
Dude, thoughts is male.
You
girls.
You are thinking ahead of the curve,
fuck,
dude.
Bro.
You're very inclusive. I'm sorry. I'm the asshole.
You're a piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm the asshole.
You need to go home and self reflect.
I do.
You need to go home and self reflect.
I'm going to go home, self reflect, and self reflex. That's where I fucking flex in front of a mirror naked. Hell anyways, yeah. We love you guys. Have a good night, good morning, good evening. Join the Discord so y'all can let us know what you want us to talk about because we want to hear it.
And if y'all hearing us ramble this far, go on the Discord, go on the podcast chat, and type in Cream Pizzies so cream we know it's pizzies. Real.
Join it, say it, Cream Pizzies. Peace.
Later.